Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. I wanted to tell you about my experience at a stoplight today. I know it sounds really weird, but I had a spiritual experience at the stoplight. And do you know why I had a spiritual experience at the stoplight? Because I talked to Tara Sunsold yesterday, and she opened my mind up to the idea that colors all around us emitting light, emitting energy, and in fact, it's the cosmos coming down from above and experiencing our life below. So this was my experience at the stoplight. I was experiencing red, yellow, and green, and contemplating deeply the meaning of these colors. So today on Fired Up with CJ, we have Tara Sunsold to open your mind up to and expand your consciousness about color and the possibility that it has in terms of opening up your soul, opening up your perspective, and seeing the world in a brand new way. She has a book, Accessing the Way of Solar of the Soul Through Color, and we're going to talk a little bit about that book right now. And in fact, we're going to start off with a reading that Terrace did earlier on my colors. So welcome, Terrace. Are you there?
I am. I'm here. I am so with the stoplight to think that the seven rays, which are beings of light, there's a spiritual consciousness that comes down, and mankind actually created stoplights to give us a hit of spiritual power. The only problem with your idea is that red actually doesn't mean stop.
It doesn't
fire you up and go. So we might have a tiny problem. But, you know, I'm willing to go with this. So you're sitting in your car and you see the red and you go, okay, on the material plane I have to stop because it's a stoplight and I know better. So I stop and then I'm fed with red. And what red is the spirit of life. It is passion. It is courage. And it will fire you up to your soul's potential to manifest on the plane level. So when you hit the gas pedal, you're like, you're gone.
You know, that is the best way of thinking about stoplights ever. So the next time you're at the stoplight,
it's called the empowerment light.
Yeah, it's the empowerment light. You look at that and say, this is a moment for me to tap into the fire within and to like take a little meditation moment for myself.
And
well, I love that.
Feel the love of Mother Earth. Feel the fire within coming from the root chakra up into your core. I think it's beautiful. And then you go to the green light, and this is the reading that I did for you yesterday. And green is all about hope and new life and new beginnings. So when you hit the green light, you're going to zip. You're going to go.
Yeah, you're going for it.
You're going to get a ticket. But, you know, then we can think of the ticket as not a ticket, but as a spiritual completion. Like, you know, when the police hands you the ticket, you can go, thank you so much, because
yes.
I have come. I have come to be. I have passed the test, and I have been given... I mean, you can go on and on with this. But
all right, so I love that. But seriously, I actually do love that. Because if you can change And you, I love the beauty of you, which is to take something that is as mundane as a stoplight and making me actually look forward to being at a stoplight.
I'm looking forward. I'm going to get in my car as soon as we stop and go check it out.
Because I mean, you go through a series of stops. Don't even when it's green, stop. And wait until it's red.
Now, the meditation of green, we must be a little more, you know, we're so in the fire. Whenever you and I speak, we just...
I know.
So the green is more contemplative because it opens the heart chakra.
Mm.
And, you know, I have a piece of a sound clip that you might play on the break or something that has the guitar music that Fabien Maman, my partner of Tamado Academy, the Academy of Sound, Color, and Movement. And he created music that goes with each of the colors. I'm the color expert, and he's the music expert.
Okay, so let's go back to the color expert. What does it mean to be a color expert, and how did you read my colors?
I read your colors because I asked you what was around you, what you had chosen. When I do it with my clients, I have all my silks laid out, and they choose. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important if you're a psychic that you allow your client to be in control of their life and the choices that they make. It's none of my business to say, I see this aura around you, I see that, because then I'm impressing on you my projection, and if you have 12 psychics in the room, they all have different ideas of what they see. So I think the first thing that you have to start with is the client makes the choice. So you chose. Mm-hmm. You, and then I said, how important is it to you? And you said, well, you actually made your whole room green. You decorated it. And then I knew that's an important color. You are using the color to empower yourself with the spiritual aspects of green. You may not know what it is, but it comes from a source of light, a point of light we call the seven rays, through which emanate the white light. It broken down into little pieces, one of which is the green ray. And the green ray is all about being a healer, being someone who can work with the Archangel Raphael energy, who is the patron saint of healing, and the ray of esoteric knowledge. So you're someone that loves knowledge, and you love to nurture others through your fire energy, but the wood feeds the fire. That's Chinese medicine. So you're using green to nurture yourself, to resource yourself so that you can keep on fire as long as you need to. But in the sanctity of your home, you might need to go into the green and have a time out of space. Everybody today needs more space in their life. And you use green, which is the medium color of all of the colors. It does connect to the heart chakra to give yourself a personal holiday, a personal moment of breath. And what is green in the world but trees? I work, you know, I'm a fairy shaman. I work with the magical powers of trees. And the trees emanate the ability for us to breathe, and that's space. And when you breathe and you have space, you have hope. And everyone today needs green. We all have hope in our lives. So you're a
whether your color is green, like in my particular case, my color is green, and I love that you had a very pragmatic way of looking at it. You asked me, what are the colors that surround you? And the colors that surround me, we literally painted our house 2 years ago. Inside, it's green. Outside, it's green. And the other color that we have that's kind of present is a caramely, it ranges from a caramel kind of browny, orangey red to a red. And so that means those are that gives me a sense of what my colors are, because those are the colors I end up surrounding myself with. Is that right?
It's certainly the colors that you're working on right now in your life. The fact that you're speaking so much about green, and that I know you to be this empowerment coach, spiritual person who does this wonderful show, that fire is important to you, and that's red. The complement of red is green. And so you're working to feed yourself. So I know instinctively that this is one of your soul colors, and you've had this color with you for several lifetimes. How do I know it? What is my training? I come from the Vicky Wall lineage. She was the woman who created Aura Soma, and her lineage goes back to Alice Bailey, who first channeled with the Tibetan master Joel Kuhl the concept of the seven rays. I come from a Western esoteric background, and I respect my masters. By respecting them, I can feel their support and their power going through me when I do my readings. I've done my I've been trained for, you know, I've been working with color all my life, but I've been, you know, consciously working with it for 12 years.
So I want to ask a little bit about the seven rays of color, because you were saying, so you told me something yesterday that I thought was interesting, because you told me all the different levels of color. Oh, crap, it's only 1 minute left. Oh, darn. Okay, on the next segment, I want to talk to you a little bit about color. And folks out there, feel free to call us at 800-930-2819 to ask any questions that you have, or maybe you want to know what your color is. Call us, 800-930-2819. Many thanks to Terrace Unsold, who will be teaching a class as part of the Tamado School, of which she's part of. She's going to be teaching a class for children to tap into color and the five elements on September 21st and 23rd. You can either call at 800-615-3675, 800-615-3675, or go to tamado.com, tamado.com, to sign up for a class. So next up, we'll talk more about color and how you can use color to enhance who you are and inspire creativity in yourself and your children. And make sure to join us every week on Fired Up with CJ and friend us on Facebook to get a listing of upcoming shows. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
You think I'm an ignorant savage, and you've been so many places, I guess it must be so, but still I cannot see.
The colors of the rainbow. If you were to complete the rest of the song, that's what you would say. So, welcome back. We are talking about sound, color, and movement, and what they all have in common. Yes, they do. In fact, we were talking about the color green in the previous segment, and the meaning of that, and we were talking about how there's a color and movement component to it. And our guest today on Fired Up with CJ, Terrace Unsold, has dedicated her life work in helping us explore and tap into these energies so that you can fully express your full potential. Because knowing your color, knowing the sounds, going into the movements, they can enforce and amplify the goodness in your life. So welcome back, Terrace.
I think that the seven rays is a wonderful concept that people probably aren't very aware of. And you just say that there is a hypothetical point in the sky, because scientists always have to start somewhere, and we're linear in our brain. So we say, okay, there's a point. And we call it the gamma point. And through that point, the esoteric philosophers believe come the white light. Now, if you were to see white light, you would not see the stoplight in the car, because you would only see white. It would be pushing against your nose. That's all you would see is white. So the architects made white light invisible. That's why we start talking about going into the invisible world, going into the other side. It's there, but we can't see it, so we can see the tree, and we can see the car and the stoplight. But it's all there. So the seven rays come down, and they inform everything in our planet. They feed our animal, our vegetable, our mineral, the divas, the angels, the fairies, and they spray out through the solar system as they come down. They go through the planets, through the constellations. They give red to Mars. They give the quality of green to Venus. So our astrology has to do with color also. They come down and they hit our little aura, and they feed our aura, which then feeds our chakras, which then goes into our acupuncture meridians and down to our organs and down to the cells and the DNA. In Tamado Academy, our academy, we work on all levels of consciousness. So when you're walking down the street, if you are tuned into color, you can feel the rays of the sun, the stardust of light coming down and bathing us in the light of the universe, the love of the universe, the love of the divine. And color has a wonderful potential to open the key to who we are as a soul. Light is faster than sound, so the response that we get to color is much faster than sound, which is faster than chi and touch and physical. And it's a high vibration, and it opens us to when we were once in the white light. And it reminds us who we are as souls. We are all part of the fabric of the universe. We are all part of the stars. We are made of stardust, starlight.
So when I look at, so Mike, one of my colors, my soul colors is green. Mm-hmm. So when I look at a tree, or, and I'm not sure what your colors are, but when you look, like, so if I were to look at a tree and I was to fully tap into the stardust of the light and the, you know, and tap into my soul, how would I do that? What would I be doing?
you can breathe in through your eyes. And in my book, Accessing the Way of the Soul Through Color, there are 12 chapters, one for each of the main colors that we work with. And there are self-practice exercises. One exercise is you just open your mouth a little and you breathe in the color and you send it into your physical body, or you send it to the heart chakra, or you send it to the mental subtle body that is the one of the eight. We work in Tamado with eight levels of consciousness in the aura, and the green color actually feeds the mental body. So it depends on what level you want to feed from the tree, whether you want to feed from a high ascended master point of view. You might be reaching into Jwal Kul, who is the emerald green ray. You might be wanting to channel or to contact Jwal Kul, who is one of the spiritual bodies that holds the divine plan of the universe. And every year in Vesak, which is in spring, he meets with the other ascended masters, with the Buddha. You know, this is my tradition. This is what I believe. And they decide what will happen for the next year. So you might be tapping in at a very high level, or you might be tapping in because you're a Taurus, and Taurus is an earth sign and is linked to green. Or you might be tapping in to the Sephirotic tree. We work with the Kabbalah, and Yitzhak is the lovely lady who gives wisdom and knowledge to others. So you might be remembering that. I'm sure you've got some Netzach in you. She's the lovely lady that runs nude through the forest with the man chasing after her. And, you know, he has to go because she's a siren. And then she disappears, and he's lost. He's in the forest, and he looks around, and he's in a clearing with all these books. And he just has to sit down and learn. And that's the potential of Netzach. Who is
interesting. And I just run nude in the forest, but I don't do the rest.
I totally do every day. But you just run to a clearing where there are books, and then you leave the guys, and they're like so hot and bothered, but they have to sit down
and read books.
Learn. And that's the beauty of women. You know, that's what we do. We drive them crazy, but they learn. Or you can be stepping in. So you just... We get off so fast. Green is Chinese medicine related to the wood element. And then you get into all, you know, it can be healing your liver or your gallbladder. It can get down to that level of specificity.
So I get it. So basically what we do is we figure out our color. We figure out what aspect we want to tune into that color. We breathe it in. We visualize it. Whatever we do, we bring it into our consciousness. And then that color itself can help us at whatever level of question that we may be struggling with internally, whether it's, oh, my liver hurts, or I want to actually get some more wisdom and knowledge. That's what we're doing. Once we know our color, then we can actually know what levels, and then when we and in your book, you have different meditations or practices.
Right. It's all in the book, and we have a 12-color CD set that goes with the book, so you can actually shut your eyes and hear the sounds and do some meditations. So it's all about, you know, Tamado Academy, we're all about helping others to access the potential of who they are. Tamado means the way of the soul, and in this particular instance, through color. So by knowing the spiritual aspects of the color, you can start to be a more spiritual person, and you can practice it when you're looking at green. I'll never look at the stoplight the same way when I see green.
You'll think about the go.
But it's so perfect because color therapists, we self-medicate all the time. How women dress, we're dressing because we need that color.
We
may not know all the detail of what it means.
So I want to go back to a comment that you made before. You said that color is light, and that's a faster energy than sound, and in fact it's faster, but it should be complemented with sound and movement, right? I mean, I could use, because that's part of what you do in the academy, is that you complement your color that comes through light with sound and movement. And how does one do that? What do you do?
Well, the course that I'm teaching on September 21, 22, 23, teaching children how to self-express through sound, color, and movement. In Tamada, we always work with the color, and then we ground it with the sound, and then we ground it even more through movement. Because we're human beings that are alive in physical bodies. If we just work with color, we're completely out of our bodies. And that's not really a healthy place to be. You want to ground yourself. So we use the three. So in the three-day workshop, I'm teaching for adults as well as for children how to access green, what exercises they can do, what to add the sound and the color. We teach elemental concerts, how to pick up a stick and make it a healing instrument.
But so you're saying you ground it into a practical reality. Like, why is it that if I'm like tuning into green and I'm getting all wacky, how does the sound and the movement help ground me?
Because in levels of consciousness, color and light are faster than sound.
Okay.
Angstrom turns into hertz. Sound is hertz, and it's a denser level of vibration. And hertz eventually densifies down to chi and heat, body heat, and then it densifies down into the physical touch. We don't think that color is enough, or sound, or movement. We always use them as a trio together, because it's the best way to be in our physical bodies, but also to be spiritual, enlightened beings at the same time.
Okay, so I could talk to you for a lifetime. I probably have in the past. We have Tara Senzel, who talked about her class that's on September 21st and 23rd, and you can sign up for the class by going to 800-615-3675 or going to tamado.com, TAMADO.com. Thank you so much. I found your work just fascinating, and it just always busts open my mind. Thank you for your work and sharing it with us today. You almost make me to the point I can't speak. I don't know how you do that, but it's right. Magical, I think.
It's because I take you out of your body. No, you got to get down. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Next up, world-renowned psychic Ainsley McLeod discussing how to get your mojo back when duty calls. Be prepared to be shocked. And make sure if you want to get a weekly subscription, you can find us on iTunes. Just type Fired Up with CJ Show in the search box and click subscribe. I can't talk anymore. Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire.
For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.